I want you to start looking at your past through the lens of love.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Words of Wisdom podcast. This is the place to be if you're a soulful entrepreneur who is ready to manifest an expansive business and life that includes that time, space, energetic, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Minerva Maharaj. I'm a certified spiritual coach, manifesting master, and founder of Goddess of Wisdom Spiritual Life Coaching and Starseed Academy Coach Training. I'm so grateful you are here, and I promise I'll be giving you the stories, the strategies, the tips to create that life your soul came here to experience. Thank you so much again for being here. Let's dive into this week's episode.
Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Words of Wisdom. This week I want to share with you a perspective shift on how to view your past so that you could manifest faster and further in your present and future. Sometimes we view our past through the lens of failure, shame. We judge it a lot. We look at it as like, man, that was embarrassing. I had a really low year financially, or I was doing so well, or I was, you know, protesting about this is the life, or look what I have achieved. And then I experienced a big dip. And that's embarrassing. People saw me. And so we label it and we view our past or past experiences from a judgmental lens, from the lens of shame, embarrassment, failure, disappointment. And when we do that, that actually keeps us stuck. Even though the past is in the past, we can't help as humans to look back at it. But I actually am going to ask you to look back at it, but to look back at all your failures, those dips, those lows, or whatever it is that those negative experiences that you have labeled as bad in your business, in your life, in your money. I want you to look back at it, but not from the lens of judgment. I want you to start looking at your past through the lens of love. I want you to see your past through the eyes of love, abundance, and success. And you might be thinking, well, how the heck am I going to look at that? I closed a business, I left my job, or I got fired from a job, or I started a business, it's not going well. How the heck am I going to look at it through the eyes of love, abundance, and success? Well, you're going to, because that's the only way that's going to help you change and shift things. That's what's going to speed up the momentum. That's what's holding you back. You're viewing everything through these negative lens that are not serving you, and it actually keeps pulling you back. And that's why you keep looking back at it. Even if you want to sweep it under the rug, or you feel like you healed it and released it, but it still creeps up, it's because the way you've been viewing it the entire time is not actually serving you. And sometimes you can view it as like, okay, well, that's a shame. That sucked, but I'm going to work harder and faster. You're going to choose a way of being that's actually still slowing you down. Because you're in this habit of labeling it as bad, viewing it in such a poor lens that it's actually not helping you move forward as fast and higher or further than you can actually be going. So I want you to get into the practice of viewing your past or negative experiences through the eyes of love, abundance, and success. And so what I do, I would pick the top three things that are kind of lingering in my mind, the thing I'm trying to sweep under the rug, the thing I wish didn't happen, whether it's in my business or finances or relationship. And how can you view it through the eyes of love, abundance, and success? So I literally do this. I look at my worst years or the things that felt so embarrassing, or what I labeled as embarrassing. And I ask myself, if I saw this through the eyes of love, what would I see? If I looked at this as the most abundant year through the eyes of abundance, what would I see? And when I do that for my lowest points, financially and emotionally, through if it was like a past relationship that didn't work out, if I look at some low points in my businesses, if I looked at that through the eyes of love, through the lens of abundance, what I would see if it comes to relationship, I'd be like, thank God that didn't work out. Look, my higher power was looking out for me. My higher self was looking out for me. Look at all the wealth and abundance that came from that. Look at all the wisdom that came from that. Look what transpired since that. All these relationships, the marriage I have now, who I have become, how more loving and confident I have become because of that. If you look at your business or finances through the eyes of abundance, when it was low, when it wasn't what you truly desired, I would see, oh my gosh, look at my beautiful ego doing its job. Look how I created that for myself. Look how I've learned. Look how I've grown. Look how actually I was purging in that moment. Look how it was bringing up to the surface the things that I really didn't want anymore. It was messy. It was uncomfortable. It was painful, but I'm glad it brought it up to the surface because I was so unaware of it. And look how I can choose differently now. Look how I'm moving forward now. Look what I've created since then. Look what was birthed from that. Look how I'm carrying that further. And most of all, look how I am looking at it through love, through abundance, through success, because that is what's going to serve me now and in the long run. Look how I can shift the experience, shift the feelings by looking at it through the eyes of love, abundance, and success. What if you can look at all your failures as success? What if you can look at all the poor moments in your life as abundant, wealthy moments? What if you can look at all of the heartbreaks and disappointments in your life through the eyes of love? What would you see then? How would you feel differently now? Because that's a powerful practice. That's a powerful skill to hone. And when I started practicing this in my life, so many things started changing. Number one, within me, how I felt, how I viewed things, my experience, my point of view of myself, and how I chose to move forward, and what I chose to do next, and what I chose for myself, and what I decided was possible for me. Just from this little practice, from this perspective shift of what if all my failures was a success? What if all my experiences of lack and debt was abundance, was abundant in essence? What if all the heartbreaks and disappointment, I could see that now through the eyes of love? Get into that practice. It'll shift so much for you internally and externally. But most importantly, it'll shift who you are being, how you're showing up, and what becomes possible for you, what opens up for you. So that's my tidbit for you this week to manifest powerfully, faster, further, and with more fun. And to make a greater impact as the beautiful, soulful entrepreneur that you are. We can start seeing and creating through the eyes of love, abundance, and success. I really hope you enjoyed that. Sending you all so much love and light.